you know, as fast as
What would you call the thing that you'd use to carry a food to the pigs? You ever have a name for that? You have a name for that?
No, I heard them say you go out and slop the hogs.
Yeah, it's called a slop bucket.
That's right. Yes, a slop bucket.
What kind of cooking utensils did you use, especially when you were a boy? Did your mama use what kind of things did she cook in? What kind of pots and pans and so forth?
I reckon she just had a frying pan and all in the pots and pans.
What did the frying pan usually look like?
I got one right in there. My mama gave me a cast iron.
Really?
Use it every day.
Does it have little legs on it? Or?
No.
Did you ever see one that had little legs on it?
Yeah, I think I've seen some. But
did they have a special name for those?
I don't know.
Did your mother ever call a frying pan anything besides a frying pan? Did you ever hear anybody call anything different?
Not right now, I don't know.
You ever hear anybody call it a skillet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't thinking. Yeah, my wife calls it a skillet last time. I don't know what you call it, a frying pan.
It's all the same thing?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
You ever hear anybody call it a spider?
No, but I heard them call it a griddle.
A griddle?
Hmm. Yeah, we had one big old thing. What my mama used to make the cornbread on, she called it a griddle.
I never
you know, gonna call it, grill a few cakes, pancakes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It didn't have no sides on it.
Did you ever have maybe something big and black out in the backyard that you might have boiled water in for your clothes or something like that?
Yeah, I was reading all of it in the paper the other day where folks are going around stealing them from the family and then selling them as antiques.
What are they?
That's some kind of big old pot to wash your clothes in, you know, when they used to go out there and build that fire in them and get them real hot and stir them and all, put all that soap in there.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear that called a kettle? Is that the same thing as a...
Oh, I ain't never heard it called a kettle. I always thought a kettle was something you heat for your the water for your tea,
mm-hmm. for your tea
and coffee and all. Mm-hmm. It's a wash pot, I reckon you call it. That's the only thing I ever heard of.
Mm-hmm. And the things that your wife might keep cut flowers in, that's a what?
That's a vase.
Mm-hmm. And
some folks call it a vase, but I never wore that outfit.
Yeah, it is kind of put on. And,
yeah.
And what about the ones that those flowers weren't cut flowers, they were flowers that she was going to grow, they'd be...
Pot.
Mm-hmm. And what the things that you usually eat with at the table, you have your what?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
Mm-hmm. And say if you had your guests were sitting around the table and you'd serve them steak and you couldn't cut, you'd have to get them some what? Some
steak knives.
Mm-hmm. And after you get through eating, your wife has to do what? The dishes she has to?
Clean the dishes out and wash them. Put them in the dishwasher now.
Yeah. And after she puts them in the dishwasher. That's my mother got one for Christmas. I delivered it yesterday. After she'd wash the dishes, she'd have to do what to them? Get soap off. She does
rinse them.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the cloth that you would use in washing the dishes?
Dish cloth.
And what about the one in drying the dishes?
We call the one that washed them a dish rag and one that dried them a dish cloth.
Mm-hmm. And what about the thing you'd wash your face with? What would you call that?
Wash rag.
Mm-hmm.
Face rag.
Yeah. And after bathing, you'd use what to dry yourself off?
Towel.
And the thing on the kitchen there, on the sink that you turn on to get the water, is what we call what?
Faucet.
Mm-hmm. If it were outside, what would you call that, a faucet?
Faucet, yes, sir.
You ever heard anybody call that anything different?
Oh, the tap or something, mm-hmm. you know.
Ever heard it call a spigot?
Yeah, I heard them call it. I always call a spigot without the paw when you went and get some water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always call that kind of a fountain or a spigot.
That's more like a fountain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what about a hydrant?
Hydrant, yeah.